Happy New Year, friends, and welcome to this inaugural edition of a new program we're calling Crossroads, where faith and culture meet. I'm your host, John Sloop. Now, many of you have been listening to Donna Lou Schickel and her wonderful A Place of Grace program for a long time, and we are deeply grateful that Donna Lou has asked us to follow in her footsteps. Now, it's going to take three of us to try and fill Donna Lou's shoes, so I'm happy to have with me in the studio this morning Rita Dunaway and Dean Welty, who join me in making up the Crossroads team, and you'll hear from Dean and Rita in a moment. Now, we'll miss Donna Lou, but she's not going away. She will join us periodically to contribute her insights on what it means to live at the crossroads where faith and culture meet. Now, perhaps you're wondering, what will this new program, Crossroads, be all about? Well, first of all, we want to keep you informed about issues in our community, the Commonwealth, and the nation that impact the body of Christ. Issues of faith, family, freedom, and life. It is also our goal to challenge and motivate you to get involved in the public square and put your faith into action, heeding Jesus' command to be salt and light in our communities. As we work together, we want to have a transforming influence on the Valley and at the Capitol in Richmond. Each week, we will share the gospel and pray that God would bring a personal and national revival. Everything we do and say on this program will be grounded and based on Scripture, and we'll be guided by what Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 12. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Paul wrote these words, "I beseech you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." I love that verse. It's been a life verse for me. The challenge is that a living sacrifice can crawl off the altar, unlike the sacrifices in the Old Testament that were killed and their blood was shed for the remission of sin. A living sacrifice can crawl off the altar. And much of the New Testament letters were written to challenge believers to get back on the altar. And Paul wrote to the Galatians, "Who has deceived you, and how are you so quickly turning away from the gospel of freedom and grace?" And therefore, we're called to be a kind of sacrifice that is daily renewing our commitment. It's a continual call to the church to get back on the altar, to stand firm in the truth, to hold fast to the faith once delivered. Now, this word conformed, Dean,